Okay, we go five short ideas. Parshas Vayishlach, connected to Chanukah as well. Tavshin Ayin Tes. A learner should be in Tzchus. Leonishmas Daniel Asarab, Bas Eliezer Yisrael Levi. Leonishmas the Bas Ayin of Avrich, whose yartzeh is Biubes Kislev. And also Leonishmas of Lezer Gelzal, whose yartzeh was Shabbos Kurdish. The first idea comes to us from the Bas Ayin of Avrich. Bas Ayin was a Talmud of the Kurdish Levi. The Pasuk says, Lamed Beis, hey, second pasuk of the parsha. Veitzavos amlemor kosomrun la aduni leisav koamar Hashem koamar avdechal Yaakov imlovan garti veicharata. Yaakov sends out these malachim, and he tells Esav to go be able to go tell Lavan that he lived to tell Esav that he lived with Lavan. Says the Basai in a little deeper idea. What does it mean? Ko tomrun. You should tell him like this. Ko seems to be very extra. What's the ko? Says the Basai in ko chafhei is the osios of Kriya Shema. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. If you count up the letters, it's 25. Says the Bas Ayin. Yaakov Avinu was telling the Malachim, go tell Esav, Ko Tomrun, that I was Mekabel myself, all Machus Shemayim. And through the Koyach of Shema, I was able to be able to withstand Walavan, and the Koyach of Shema, I'm going to be able to withstand you. That's Ko Tomrun. Which goes well with Rashi, that Garti, he says, is Tariag Mitzvos. And really, this really actually goes beautifully well with the Gemara and Brachas and Heyam and Af. Basayin doesn't quote this, but we know that the Zohar tells us that Esav is the Yitzhahara. The Gemara tells us in Brachas and Heyam and Af, Olam Yargi is the Yitzhah Tova Yitzhahara. A person should always do battle with his Yitzhah Tova against the Yitzhahara. And one of the main ways he's able to do battle is by Krishma. By Krishma, that's what Yaakov was telling Esav. Esav, you think that I'm not going to be prepared for you? I prepared for you, Olam Chishma, by Lavan. Prepare for you, Dafko, the ace for the Yitzhar by you, by love, and I'm prepared for you, and I know. It just shows us the Koyach of Shema. Komelos Omach Hashemayim, to Mikabel, just the Koyach of Shema itself, just saying those words, 25 letters, has a very, very powerful impact on a person. Beautiful, Tayer of the Basayin. Second idea is actually, again, from the Basayin of Avrit, she actually quotes the Magen Medrash, the Pasuk says, Lamed Beis Ches. Yaakov got very afraid. Rashi says, why is he afraid? He's afraid because maybe he's going to get killed. Right, he splits up the camps into two. Says the Bas Ayin, quoting the Magid of Mezich, what's over here? Vayira Yaakov Ma'od. Ma'od seems to be very extra. What's the word Ma'od? Says Ma'od. Ma'od is a reference to the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos and Perek Dal and Mishnah Dalad. Ma'od, Ma'od, Hevi Shval Ruach. Yaakov Avinu, that the Mishnah says a person should be very, very humble. A person should be very, very humble. Yaakov was channeling this midah of Anova. Before he goes to be able to face Esav, before he does his tefillah, before he does his presence, before he does his mechama, he was channeling the midah of Anova. Which we know, Ekev Anova Yiras Hashem. Before a person tries to be humble, you have to have Yira. That's why Vayira, Yiras Shemayim, Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem. First, a person has to work on the Yiras Shemayim, and then the Anova will come. Yaakov worked on his Ishmael, and then the Nava came after, and he was able to go into battle, with tefillah, with his mechama, and with the presence, dafka with the koyach of a Nava. But not only that, the Chayz of Oblin says, when in a few psukim later, when Yaakov says, "Kantonti mikol achasadim and mikol ames," that I have been diminished by all the kindness from you, the Rabbanu Shem, that you have given me. So says the Chayz of Oblin, "Kantonti," the fact that I became a katan, the fact that I became a Nava, that was about anov, mikolah chasadim. Even the fact that I'm homer bonushom, it comes from you, mikolah chasadim. A real chasidish pshat. Beautiful idea from the Basayin. Ekev anova yiras Hashem. You have to work on anova first. You have to work on your shemaim. Then that's exactly what Yaakov was doing. Maod, maod hishvavish varuch, and the katon mikolah chasadim. Even the koyach of humility came from the bonushom as well. Beautiful idea from the Basayin, Magid Mezuch, and from the Chayz of Oblin. The third idea comes to us from your Yerucham Lavovitz. Literally, the next pasuk, "Vayomrim Yavo Esav al Machana Haachas Vikal V'Haya Machana Nishar Lefleita." Yaakov Avinu says, "Let me split up everyone into two camps, and if Esav comes to one camp, at least the other camp will be okay." Rashi tells us, "What is his? Why did he divide it?" Because Yaakov said in his heart, "If necessary, I'm going to fight him against Esav." Yaakov prepared himself in three strategies, with gifts to appease him, prayer, tefillah, and milchama. Says Yerucham, what's the lesson here we learned from Yaakov Avinu? That Yaakov didn't just rely on his righteousness and he made every human effort possible. And says Yerucham, this is an important principle. He brings it down in Da'as Torah. That the Avos kept the natural laws in dealing with life situations. Ultimately, the laws of nature are HaKadosh Baruch Hu's laws because of the way he set them up. Meaning, Yaakov Avinu wasn't relying on any nisim, person has to be able to do his ishtadlus. But not only that, says Rav Rucham, a person has to realize that the physical and the natural steps, you go to the doctor, you take care of yourself, eating, sleeping the right way, exercising the right, that is a mitzvah itself. That is a mitzvah itself. And he says, Rav Yerucham quotes the story of the Chavetz Chaim. Unfortunately, the grandson of the Chavetz Chaim passed away, and there was a great mourning in the Chavetz Chaim's family. Everyone sat and cried. The Chavetz Chaim called out someone over and said that the food should still be served to the entire family. The funeral will says the Chavetz Chaim, the funeral will take a long time, the burial will be very late. The Chavetz Chaim said, make sure everyone will eat. Says Rav Yerucham, that's the Chavetz Chaim, that's the Gadol. He was careful to observe the natural laws of eating. He viewed them as an obligation and a mitzvah like every other mitzvah in the Torah. At the end of the day, when a person realizes that everything in life can find spirituality and ruchnius, that's what he's like. That taking care of your welfare, taking care of your family, taking care of the diapers and the carpool, walking your kids across the street, making sure that they're healthy and regular and normal people, that's the biggest ruchnius itself. And that's what you see by Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu was setting up his family to make sure they would be okay. And that is the biggest mitzvah. Person says, no, only mitzvahs are only doing Torah and doing chesed and learning. No. Even doing the most basic natural things. I remember Rebbetzin Weinberger once told my wife, and she told other women in Washington Heights, but before she used to change a diaper, she used to say the Shem Yichud. Right now I'm changing a diaper, I'm doing the Rabbanu Shem as well. That's the Yevanim, right? The Yevanim think, no, there's no spirituality in the physical things. It's all about the chitzonius. But no, as Jews we know, at the end of the day there's panimis, there's spiritual things, even the physical. Beautiful idea from Rav Yerucham. Idea number four is we stay on the same pasuk. Says the Chanukah Satoira, Reb Heschel of Krakow, the last Rebbe in Krakow. And he says the following. He says a simple explanation. Yaakov has this whole thing that at the end of the day, if he splits up into two, they'll be okay. Well, what would happen if, God forbid, the first Machna would be killed? Yaakov, Esav would just go after the second one. What's going on over here? So says the Chanukah Satoira, a beautiful idea. He says that at the end of the day, Yaakov knew Baruch HaKodesh. Yaakov knew the following. The Medrash says that the two camps were not just divided next to each other. The two camps were divided one day journeys apart. Yaakov himself stayed with the first camp, ready to face Esav on the battlefield. Yaakov knew that when Rivka said that she prophesied that both of them, Esav and Yaakov, would die on the same day. So if Yaakov died in the first group, then Esav would have died as well. Therefore, if Esav succeeded, says the Chanukah Satoran, in destroying the forward camp, thereby killing Yaakov, Esav himself would also die that day. The second camp, which was a day's journey distant, would be spared. This is Yaakov's guarantee. Meaning, they weren't just saying, Yaakov wasn't just saying, oh, let's split up, and Esav won't get to you. He was saying, Pashut, if I split up, and the second division, right, Rachel, Yosef, Binyamin will go behind, they'll be a day apart. If I'm going to die, then Esav is going to come down with me. That's just the beautiful explanation of how the Chanukah Satoran reads until the Pashut Pshat. Why couldn't Esav just go and kill the second group? Because if Yaakov died, then Esav would have died as well the same day, as Rivka prophesies. There's a second idea on this question, and this is a little more practical. The very Yisrael quotes Rav Yechezkel of Kuzmin, and Rav Weinberger loves to quote this. We quote this every year, but because I think it's such a practical idea. We know that at the end of the day, Esav refers, whenever we see Esav in the Torah, Esav is the Yitzhara. So what happens when a Jew unfortunately gets hit by Esav? By Yomar, Yimelvo Esav Amachna Achas V'Yiko. A person able to fall, Ayamacha Nishar Lefleita. Still get up and win the war. Meaning, at the end of the day, says Rav Chesed Kuzmin, a Jew is going to sometimes going to lose to the Yitzhara. Achas Yiko, he's going to get you. Bahaya Amacha Nishar Lefleita. Look how much you have left. Don't get ba'atzvas. Take what you experienced. Be able to move on. But the Yevanim, the Greeks, the Amaleks. Right? They always try to get us down. At the end of the day, you messed up and they just fall. No. The Jew falls, we get right back up to be able to serve the Rabbon Hashem. Such a beautiful idea that the Divrei Yisrael explains from Rav Chesed of Kuzmin. Beautiful idea of the Chanukah Satoira, and a beautiful idea of the Divrei Yisrael from the Chesed of Kuzmin. The fifth and final idea. So now if we jump now towards Shishi, right after HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Yaakov the name Yisrael as well. Pesukim say, Ve'esa Aretz Asher Nasad Ve'Avram Nisa L'cha, and then I'm going to give you Eretz Yisrael. And the pasuk is Vayah Me'elav Elokim Amakum Asher Divrei Arto. Kadosh Baruch Hu ascended from him in the place where he had spoken with him. And Rashi says, pasuk, Eni Odeh Ma'alam Dinu. I don't know what it teaches us. Says the Kiddush HaSlevi, Rashi maybe didn't know. And sometimes it's such a beautiful thing. If Rashi didn't know something, why couldn't just Rashi leave it blank? And then we know from the Mefarshim tell us that to be able to show us Rashi's another. But Rashi didn't know what it means. But says the Kiddush HaSlevi, he actually says he knows what it means. You know what it means? What does it mean, Vayal Me'alav Elokim? That when a Jew comes to Eretz Yisrael, the Emilia get Vayal Me'alav. Come to Eretz Yisrael, the Kedusha comes to you. The Kedusha comes to you, Mamash, in Eretz Yisrael. A person gets uplifted by the Kedushas of Eretz Yisrael. Right, the Yevanim say, no, there's no difference between Greece and there's no difference between America and Eretz Yisrael. It's all the same. But Kedushas Levi says, no. As soon as Yaakov Avinu got back to Eretz Yisrael, Taka, a person gets uplifted. That's Kedushas of Eretz Yisrael. And a person doesn't only have to be in Eretz Yisrael to be in Eretz Yisrael. This says the Baal Shem Tov, we know, wherever a person's thoughts are, that's where you are. A person could be in Boca Raton or in Teaneck or in the Five Towns or in London or Wisconsin or LA or Chicago, wherever you are. But if you're thinking of Yerushalayim, you're thinking of Kever Rachel, you're thinking of Tzfat, you're mamish there. And the opposite's true too. You could be in Tzfat, you could be in the Kotel in Kever Rachel, but if you're thinking about Monday Night Football, then you're going to be in LA, you're going to be in Mexico City, whatever it is. A person's thoughts are where you are. Bayal Me'alav Elokim Bayamach Masher Diberito. Dafka Yaakov Vino. Got there back to Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, he gets Vayalu, he gets uplifted by the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Let's just review these five ideas. The first idea is from the Basayin, Ko Tomru Le'adonu Yisav, tell Goy Yisav that I have the Koyach of Shema. And we said that's what maybe the Gemara in Brachos, it tells us all of Yargi is Adam Yitzhar Tova Yitzhara. Right, first the Gemara says you have to learn Torah, then you create Shema, Yaski Lo Mimisa. But Dafka Shema is the Koyach to be able to beat the Yitzhar, Koyach of Shema, beautiful idea of the Basayin, the Ba'ilula, Yud Beis Kislev. The second idea, also from the Basayin, quotes the Magen Mezuch, Vayira Yaakov Ma'od. What's Ma'od? Ma'od Hashvei Shval Ruach. A person has to have a Nova. How do you get to be a Ba'al Nova? Vayira. First you have to hear Shemaim, then you get to the Nova. And where did Yaakov get this Anova from? He realized, Kantonti Mikol HaChasodim. Kantonti, how did I get to be a Ba'al Anova? Mikol HaChasodim, also from the Ribono Shel Olam, says the Chayz of Lublin. The third idea says that when Yaakov, the first Rabbi Yerucham Lulavitz, even when Yaakov Inu split up the camps, taking care of your welfare is a mitzvah too. When Yaakov Inu split up everyone, taking care of the children, food-wise, nature-wise, naturally-wise, physically-wise, emotionally-wise, that's the biggest mitzvah as well. That's what the Chafetz Chaim said, that the funeral is going to be too so late, everyone's got to eat. And then you have to be able to find the Kedusha, even in the physical things, as we see in the Shulchan Aruch, Rishim and Resh Laman Af, to be able to deliver everything in Dafka, spirituality. Yevanim said, no, there's no such thing as Kedusha, there's no such thing as spirituality. But we say, no, Yevanim, there is something as spirituality. The fourth idea was there from the Chanukah, the Torah, and the Divrei Yisrael, I had explained, okay, so Esav's going to kill the first group. What's going to prevent him to go killing the second group? Says the Baal Chanukah, the Torah, the Rebbe Reheshel, the last rabbi of Krakow, he says at the end of the day, the Major says they were day apart. Yaakov knew that they were going to die on the same day. So if Yaakov put himself in the first group, at least they would have the second group would be able to get away, and Esav would have to die on the same day as Rivka prophesied. That's the Baal Chanukah Satar. The Divrei Yisrael, the Majlis are quoted from Yechezkel Kushmir a little more halacha lemaisa. Now even when Esav achas hikau, Esav wins the battle, Yitzhar gets the best of us. Don't get sad and depressed. Move on and be able to pick yourself up. Don't let Amalek, don't let Yovan get into your head. And the fifth and final idea, finally Yaakov gets the name Yisrael. And it says, Vayal, Me'alav Elokim, Amalek Masher Diberito. Yaakov got uplifted in that place where he spoke to him. Just says it because just coming to Yisrael uplifts a person. It says about Shem Tov, where you are, wherever you are, you are where your thoughts are. A person can be uplifted wherever he is, thinking about Eretz Yisrael. We should be able to take these ideas of Asai and the Koyach of Shema, the Koyach of Anova. The koach to be able to, even when we're taking care of our friends and our families, we find the kedusha, even the most mundane and most physical things, be able to understand, to never give up yesh, even when we fall. Sometimes we can lose the battle, but we're not going to lose the war, and be able to be uplifted by the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, whether we're physically there or mentally there, as a Rosh Koach.